6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, June 1st, 2022, beginning of the month. Wow. Summer will be upon us soon in parts of the country. I know it's probably there already. You walk outside and it's sweltering heat. Yeah, we already know that. What are they doing? Controlling the weather? We don't. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. Our phone lines are always open, 844-769-2944, especially if you have a question or comment for any of our guests, which in this particular hour, we have Frank Davis with us from OptiVita Products. You got to understand something. This gentleman has spent the last 20 years of his life and then some studying and researching health and nutrition, founding three companies over the last 20 years focused on health and wellness. He's worked with world-recognized experts in the field of health and nutrition over the past 20-plus year period. One of the companies he founded listed on the Inc. 500 fastest-growing companies and was sold to a public company. Second company was based on providing food for starving children around the world and was sold to a Fortune 100 company. He's been a guest lecturer and host of both TV radio shows on the subject of nutrition. We have him here for the whole hour, so if you have any questions... I know I have a couple of them, too, but we're going to get into this after we introduce Frank Davis. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Nice to be back. Thank you very much. Always enjoy being with you.
No doubt. Well, and we appreciate that, too. And, of course, those people who shop at the Power Mall need to know about OptiVita products. I have the silver lozenges sitting right here, the Nano Silver, Silver Sol lozenges sitting right in front of me. And I use them a lot, especially if I feel something coming on. So, you know, it's wonderful. And, I mean, this is just, you know, we're tip of the iceberg here with all the stuff we're going to be talking about in the next hour. So when you go shop the Power Mall, you are making an informed decision, which is more than we can say about people who have taken the jab that were told it was safe and effective when we know damn well it wasn't. Now we have... You know, two different products. We got Complete Essentials, 30-pack. We have the new Basic Essentials. And I want to get into that first, Frank. If you could please describe the difference between the two, you know, that whole scenario. Obviously, you know, Basic Essentials is half the money, but some people really want the whole, you know, nutshell, as it were. And so that's why we have it in the 30-pack called Complete Essentials for the price that it is. Because of what's in it. And so if you could give us an overview of the two different products, what's different about them, what ingredients are the same, and we'd love to get a handle on that.
Sure. Well, as the name implies, the Complete Essentials really contains everything the body needs in terms of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, probiotics, digestive enzymes, essential fatty acids. Literally, you know, there's over 100 ingredients in Complete Essentials. It has 8 detoxifying greens, organic, non-GMO. Everything is based on whole foods, plant-based. And... you know, we vet out every ingredient. We know where it was grown, how it was processed. We test it. We know that when we say there's 100% RDA, vitamin A, B, C, D, the minerals, all from whole foods, that it's been tested and validated. The difference then, basic is... the same in terms of the phytonutrient complex that provides all the whole food vitamins and the whole food minerals. We also have probiotics and digestive enzymes. It doesn't have some of the herbs and some of the detoxifying greens and some of the other things that give Complete its name of the Complete Essentials. It's convenient. It's in a capsule form. But again, it's all based on organic, non-GMO fruits, vegetables, grains, herbs, and we did it primarily for those that are a little more budget conscious, more looking for cover the basics. If you if you are compromising your health in any way, shape, or form, dealing with, you know, whether it be diabetes or heart disease or anything else, I would highly suggest you go to Compleat. If you're on a maintenance program, you want to give your body all the basic nutrients that you would should be getting out of your fruits and vegetables and food, then you can use the basic essentials. Those are, you know, kind of the primary difference between the two.
And we have those available on the Power Mall, folks. Now, we have other products, too, that you need to be better informed about. And I was talking before about the silver lozenges. There's 21 pieces to a box. And I have one of them in my hot little hand right here. And I use them, especially if I wake up in the morning and I'm feeling like, you know, something is coming on, like I've got a little bit of a sore throat, or I feel like I've got a cough, just feel a little uncomfortable, dry mouth, and these things just kick right in and start working. What's in them that makes them so good?
Well, the primary ingredient is this nano silver. It's 10 parts per million per lozenge. It has over 500 independent tests showing its efficacy in terms of an antiviral, antimicrobial, antibacterial, antifungal. So it is extremely safe. It's something that I've come to give a child. There's no chemicals. There's no artificial flavoring or anything in there. It is just organic honey, organic peppermint, which has that soothing part of it for the throat. But, you know, as we've been going through, you know, a different phase in this country and the world as far as pandemic and exposure to pathogens, et cetera, it's a very convenient, easy way to protect yourself. Because those pathogens only literally have two ways to get into your body, through the nose or through the mouth. And when you're sucking on one of those lozenges, especially when you're out and about or on a plane or wherever where you're exposed to a lot of people, you know, it basically kills any of those pathogens that enter in through your mouth. And it also is, you know, something if you start to get a cold or a sore throat, it's an incredibly effective way to mediate that. And I've had lots of people say it just takes away that soreness very quickly. But, you know, patented nano silver that is extremely effective for that.
And that's one of the reasons why we bring this up, folks. This is not an infomercial. We're actually getting down in the trenches here and talking about what's in these products that makes them so potent. Now, the same kind of ingredients are in the silver gel, 24 parts per million in the 4-ounce tube, right?
Yes. We don't have the you have 20 parts per million on the gel. You know, you don't have the honey or you don't have the peppermint, but the silver gel, the beauty about that is its healing properties. I have a sister who's a nurse practitioner who had rosacea. She was not based on her medical training, she's not one that was in favor of, a remedy like silver. But anyway, I eventually talked her to try this, and literally it cleared up her rosacea in a matter of days. And she's never had a reoccurrence, which was amazing. But whether it be any type of skin condition, from sunburn to eczema to rosacea to cold sore to whatever, it's a highly effective way to treat it with something that is very safe. I even brush my teeth with it. So it's that safe, but it's that effective. And during the COVID pandemic, everybody was hot on hand sanitizers. The problem with hand sanitizers is they're 80% alcohol. Once that alcohol dries, which is in seconds, its kill action is gone. The beauty about the gel, you put it on your hands, it lasts, the kill action lasts for 4 hours, and it doesn't dry your skin out. So, you know, from a hand sanitizer to a healing, soothing, even in an itch or something like that, or a wound, wound healing, it's incredible what it'll do and how it accelerates the wound healing. So, great product to have with you all the time.
That's a good thing. This is one of the reasons why we put this out, folks, to let you know when you go shop at the Power Mall, because it's open right now and functioning. And whether you shop online or you call Power Hour J and you talk to her, you got to know what you're ordering, and that always helps. Now, we have the OptiVita Silver Liquid 10 part per million, 16-ounce. What's the difference between that, the lozenges, and the gel?
Well, primarily it is just the ability to take that orally or to spray it on a surface or to use a nasal spray or to be a dropper in your eyes. It's just a very convenient way to take it. Now, that liquid we have tested in a major university in their microbiology department, where it effectively killed over 149 pathogens within 5 minutes at 5 parts per million. This is 10 parts per million. So basically, whether it be strep, whether it be even MRSA, one of the only things I'm aware of that actually kills MRSA is this Silver Soul. And again, extremely safe. We have safety studies on it. We have efficacy studies on it in terms of, and in fact, just last year, the National Institute of Health actually did a study on nanosilver in terms of its effectiveness in killing the SARS-CoV virus. And they published it on WebMed that it shows. The headline said, nanosilver proven to be effective, or actually said potent antiviral against COVID SARS. That's the National Institute of Health. That's our go-to in the government to say, this is how effective it is, and they published that. And they identified the concentration and the particle size, which matches to the T, the OptiVita Silver Soul Liquid, 10 parts per million, and the particle size that's in there, and said that's the most effective solution that they have tested.
Now, is this the stuff that you can actually put in your spray accessory kit and spray up your nose?
Absolutely. I have a little spray accessory kit. When I travel, I spray it up my nose. If I ever had something, you know, an ear infection or something in an eye, I use the drops. If when I'm traveling also, I have a little spray bottle. If I get an apple, knowing that it's, you know, been sprayed with pesticides, whatever, even though I normally just buy organic, you know, I'll spray it anyway just because of who knows how it's been handled or what's on it. And, you know, it kills the pathogens. One ounce of that in 10 gallons of water will kill all the pathogens if you want to sterilize your water.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. That's a new fact that we didn't know. And then when you what quantity of water are we talking about here, Frank?
Well, I think I'd have to, again, I'm going from memory, but 1 ounce will sterilize like 10 gallons of water. So I have a 16-ounce bottle. I pour that. I store water in a 50-gallon drum as a emergency preparedness. And when I'm going to use that water, I'll pour that bottle in there. And it kills all the microbials, all the bacteria, anything in there, makes it totally safe for consumption in a matter of minutes.
So why does everybody put bleach in their water when they're storing it?
Well, yeah, the same reason, you know, is to try and kill the pathogens. But bleach, you know, is not something you want to drink.
Obviously, but, I mean, people are doing it, and this is the cockamamie stuff that we hear, you know, when we're talking to people, and they go, oh, yeah, I put bleach in my 55-gallon drum of water, and it's like I rinse it out with that, and we, you know, store water in it. Well, the thing is that, you know, if the stuff sits for too long, you know, you're going to have a hard time with it. So this is one of these things. If you're going to store it in 55 or 50-gallon containers, a lot of people buy those blue drums, you know, because they're fairly clean inside. But the pathogens, you're always worried about that. Now, here is an ideal solution using the nano silver liquid, 10 part per million, and one, you're saying 1 ounce treats 10 gallons, so 5 ounces would treat a 50-gallon drum.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a third of a bottle.
Right. But, you know, the beauty about it is there's no, even though you have to put it, there's really no shelf life on the silver. It will last for indefinitely. I mean, it's a, you know, in that solution. So, you know, for food storage, for all the uses we've talked about, whether it be a medical application, whether it be a preventative in terms of against these pathogens, or whether it be a sterilization for food or for water, it's phenomenal to have this on hand, use it anytime. I take it every single day. I take between about 6 tablespoons of the liquid every single day. It goes through your body within 12 hours, and any of the pathogens, any of the microbials that you would be exposed to, you know, it will kill. It's my body armor. Let's put it that way.
Now, the thing is,
kill
these
the bad
pathogens.
Guys if they come
sure. Yeah, these pathogens, though, you know, certain individuals don't respond the same way, and it takes them a lot longer to heal. And even if they, so to speak, kill the symptoms, it's the cause that we're worried about. And so have you ever seen or heard testimonials from people or talked to people that have had to take this stuff more than just the, you know, the 12 hours you were just talking about before they actually feel better?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously for me, the best, it's kind of like an ounce of prevention is better than, you know, the cure.
Pound of cure, yeah, that makes sense.
And so, So if you take it daily, you're basically what I call putting the body armor on to protect your body against those, pathogens that want to invade your body and create problems. So, you know, I would rather be preventative than curative, and that is why I take it every single day.
Now, would that pathogen also include any of these viruses that are out there, like monkeypox?
You know, obviously, I don't know if it's been tested on that, but I have not yet seen a virus or a bacteria, a mold or a fungus that it doesn't kill and kill it effectively. And it will not kill good bacteria. And there's, you know, I won't get into the explanation as to why, but that's why it's so safe. There's a reason electronic, you know, electron difference between the good and the bad bacteria. And, you know, the action of this nano silver is like a machine gun that it just keeps, killing. And has multiple kill actions for that, and you know, it's just extremely effective way to protect your body.
Now, can the nano silver sol help with chronic conditions? What I know you've done some research on that. What about that, as far as people that just are constantly having chronic issues?
Well, I obviously depends on what chronic conditions you're talking about, but I'm sure there are chronic conditions that it will significantly help, if not remediate totally. You know, the good news is there is absolutely zero downside. It can only benefit. It can only help. It cannot. There is absolutely zero side effect whatsoever for taking it every single day.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why we bring it up, folks, and we're asking all these questions. And, you know, I want to get into something before we go on the break, which is a little over a minute and a half away, and we'll come back and discuss it if we, you know, need to, which I'm sure we will, is krill. First off, a lot of people have heard the term, but they don't know what it is. Could you give me a quick explanation?
Krill is the largest biomass in the world. It looks like a little mini shrimp. And you find it primarily, it's the number one source of food for whales, for example. And it is primarily in the Antarctic oceans, you know, very pristine, clean. It's harvested and, you know, as I say, largest biomass. It makes zero impact on the environment. But it is probably the most effective way to take omega-3 fatty acids. We are almost always deficient in our omega-3s. We over get too much of the omega-6s and the omega-9s. But the omega-3s, the DHA and the EPA, which are involved in so many functions in our body, our brain health, our heart health, are tied into the omega-3. So,
all right.
You know,
that's what krill is.
Anyway.
All right. Well, we're going to get in a little more detail on krill oil and the 1,000 milligram 60 count after we get back from this short break with Frank Davis here from OptiVita Products. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Mall. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb & Spice. We carry the Resvital Caps, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Purelisi, Chagamax, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour, 12 noon, Wednesday, June 1st. We're in Central Time here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And, of course, we brought Frank Davis on at the top of the hour. We're going through all of the great OptiVita products here that are available at the Power Mall. And, you know, when you go shop, you want to make informed decisions. We're going to tell you, we're going to do better than those people that tried to give you the jab and told you it was safe and effective when we know damn well it wasn't. Well, health, important health is it in this day, and taking care of your system, your body, how it functions. A lot of you regard your body as a temple. That's okay. That's allowed, and that's why we have the Power Mall here with all these great OptiVita products here. Frank Davis, welcome back to the show. We were talking about the definition of krill and what krill is. Now let's talk about the Super Krill Oil 1,000 milligram and what it does. How it was formulated, how did it, you've had that around for quite some time, haven't you?
Yes, we have. As I said, you know, even though I'm quote, a vegan, I try to, I don't eat meat per se, but I do take krill oil because it is the most effective way to get omega-3 fatty acids, as I mentioned. And the beauty about krill, unlike fish oil, which most people think of when they're taking, well, get their omega-3s, is the omega-3 fatty acids in krill is bound to phospholipids, which is an essential lipid for the body. And it basically enables the body to absorb 100% of your omega-3s. Whereas in fish oil, your omega-3s are bound to triglycerides, which are compete with your body's own triglycerides, so you get a very inefficient absorption and utilization of those omega-3s. And then you also have astaxanthin, which is a natural ingredient in krill. Astaxanthin is one of the most potent anti-inflammatory and antioxidant ingredients in the world. It comes from the sea, but it protects that krill oil so it doesn't oxidize. And so when you're taking that, you don't get a fishy taste, or you don't get a what happens with a lot of them. They oxidize and they start getting smelly and whatever. You know, an astaxanthin by itself is a phenomenal anti-inflammatory that the body needs. And you also have choline, which is something that, again, the body is deficient in and needs. All of those are part of the krill oil that you're taking. So you're getting so much benefit above and beyond getting the most effective and efficient form of the omega-3 fatty acids, which, you know, I've said this for you know, any woman that is going through pregnancy and expecting a child, They need to be taking these omega-3 fatty acids and taken in the krill oil. They basically have, through research, linked the postpartum blues to a deficiency in those omega-3s. The reason being is that the fetus, the baby, in developing, is taking all those omega-3s from the body, the mother's body, because that's what enables the brain development and the heart development. Those are part of the key elements for your baby's development as is growing in the womb. So not only, you know, a pregnant woman, but all of us are deficient in it and need it. And this is, as I say, the most effective way that I'm aware of to get those omega-3s into your body. Heart health, brain health, anti-inflammatory. If you're dealing with arthritis or joint issues, omega-3s in the form of this krill oil is a phenomenal product.
Okay, 844-769-2944, the number to call if you have a question for Frank Davis. Tom in Michigan, you're on the line with Frank. Go ahead.
Yeah, Frank. You know, I'm calling to call you to task on your statement that you said synthetic vitamin C is harmful. On the Power Hour webpage on your product, your OptiVita vitamin C, it says that synthetic vitamin C may contribute to the formation of genotoxins that can lead to cancer. Okay, I looked it up online, what I could find on it. It was, you know, pretty scientific kind of language on there, and I really couldn't understand most of it. The best I could understand was they actually took straight ascorbic acid and dumped it on basically on blood cells in a Petri dish, and then they said, well, this causes harm. That doesn't seem like a fair test to me. Maybe you know something else. I wanted to add that, you know, Linus Pauling used to use ascorbic acid, and the Linus Pauling Institute, they recommend 2,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid or vitamin C a day. Now, I use it myself. I use the powder, and I buffer it usually with baking soda. Sodium ascorbate, and I don't. Maybe you have some opinions on ascorbate as opposed to that synthetic, as opposed to ascorbic. But yeah, hello. Yeah, you talking?
Yeah, Tom, you said a mouthful here. Let's give Frank a chance to respond to your vitamin C issue first.
Let me just say it this way. Every vitamin in nature is a compound. It's a complex. It's not a isolated chemical isolate, synthetic. So vitamin C in nature comprises of bioflavonoids, rutin, J factor, vitamin K, vitamin P. Ascorbic acid in nature is the outer protective shell, just like an eggshell is to an egg. I don't know how you can take one fraction of it and assume it will perform like, that's the pharmaceutical industry, is they can create something that is a mirror image of the molecular structure. But when I quote things like creating genotoxins, all I'm doing is saying this was done in the University of Pennsylvania, a study, any study that I have seen relative to, and I think I actually replied to Catherine and sent her a bunch of these studies because I believe you reached out to her. But I'm a firm believer in whole food nutrition and whole food vitamins, that you can't take something and chemically isolate it. When you take vitamin C today, 99.9% of all vitamin C in the form of ascorbic acid is imported from China. It used to be made here in La Roche laboratories, but now it's all coming from China. much of it is made in non-regulated laboratories using municipal water with known contaminants. I won't touch it for that reason alone, but and it's in everything, you know. And the thing of it is, when you take a vitamin, a chemical isolate like ascorbic acid, your body recognizes that it is an incomplete, and it will rob from your collagen tissues to complete that. So you will get a short-term benefit, but long-term, it will deplete what you have, because vitamin C is one thing that your body cannot produce. It has to take it internally. You have to consume it. But any vitamin, I mean, I don't care whether it's C, as ascorbic acid, or whether you're taking, if you look at vitamin B6 and look at any cereal, any bread, anything that's got it, it will always say in parentheses, pyridoxine hydrochloride. Well, what the heck is that? What food is that? Well, it's petroleum esters blended with hydrochloric acid and processed with formaldehyde. How does a dead carcinogenic chemical benefit a live organism like the body? It's impossible. If, you know, now you can Google a lot of things. Everybody has an opinion, but I'm just telling you that vitamin C in the form of ascorbic acid is made from genetically modified corn, processed with hydrochloric acid, and that's basically the ingredient. I just, you know, I can't wrap my head around how that can benefit the body. Anyway.
Okay, you said that it leaches collagen from the body. Okay,
I just said
my body can manufacture collagen.
The collagen is a storage that it actually tries to supplement the fact that you're taking a fraction of a vitamin versus the whole thing. So it's basically complementing, trying to offset what you were not getting.
Well,
I don't know if they want to go through this whole thing online. I'm happy to talk with you offline, and I will give you all the research, everything, and I think I can give you some phenomenal information that is documented, not an opinion of mine. And even address Linus Pauling and his situation. But let's take that offline so we're not wasting the time here.
Yep, we appreciate your call, Tom.
Good enough. Thanks so much.
All right, so we're moving along here with the Optivita. And see, this is the thing. The vitamin C that we're talking about, this is a stuff that's probably more concentrated. And, you know, I got enough of the explanation, Frank, up front here, that pretty much, you know, your body doesn't make it. You need to supplement, and this is why people, if you don't take vitamin C, that's at least in its purest form, which you get in the Optivita products, you end up with stuff like scurvy. You have to have it in your diet. It's just the way it is. Now, let's move on to the vitamin D. You have it in 2,000 IU, 69 GMO capsules. And you want to go into the detail about the benefits of vitamin D. I know we have a short two-minute video that we're going to be including on our email blast to show you the strengths of it. You want to go into a little bit of a detail on what vitamin D, how yours is different from everybody else's, and what you use it for, what it does, the benefits.
Well, vitamin D is what I call the new vitamin C. There's more research done in the last 10 years showing all the benefit that vitamin D provides. In fact, just because of the COVID we went through, there was on the autopsies, they literally showed that every single person that quote died of COVID was significantly deficient in their vitamin D level. So they're extrapolating that is a very much a preventative in terms of your viral infections. But for bone health, for brain health, for even they've tied it into obesity, they've tied it into so many of your bodily functions that it is one of the most essential vitamins that you can possibly take. And you should be getting, your blood level, serum level of vitamin D. The old standard was 20 nanograms per milliliter blood serum level of vitamin D. Today, they're saying it should be above 50. I would say that 90% of the population, you know, might be below 20 nanograms. So it is something that we definitely need to address if we want to optimize our health and protect ourselves from infections, but also all the other benefits that vitamin D provides. What separates our vitamin D from the average, and it goes back to, I'm a firm believer in whole food vitamins as they come in nature, as they, you know, we get it from the sunshine. Well, the problem with sunshine vitamin D is in the months from November through March, above the 35th parallel, where is like from Atlanta to L.A., your body can't synthesize the sun into vitamin D. So they've associated that time frame with the cold and flu season, that it is, you're deficient in your vitamin D levels. Well, we use an organic button mushroom, which absorbs the sunlight and converts it to vitamin D in a whole food form, much like the human body does. So that is our only source of vitamin D. But vitamin D, for your body to actually utilize, we tie it in with our probiotics, which are the carrier that gets it into your body. But what activates the vitamin D, like turning a light switch on, you can put the bulb in the socket, but it's not going to do anything until you turn the light bulb on. That's what magnesium does. Without magnesium, the body cannot activate vitamin D and utilize it. We have a patented form of magnesium called magnesium glycinate, which is how plants absorb magnesium from the soil and convert it into an organic mineral. So that is basically what separates us. Everybody's deficient in magnesium in the first place. So we put the magnesium and the probiotics, the carrier and the activator, and a whole food form of vitamin D that your body recognizes, knows how to deal with, versus what 99% of all vitamin D is synthesized from lamb's wool, the D3. So, again, my bias, I'm a firm believer, your body knows how to deal with it most efficiently when you're taking it in a whole food form.
Now, can you take too much of it?
You know, like anything, you could even take too much water, but I would say if you're deficient, you should probably take as much as 5,000 IUs a day to build your blood serum level up and get it as close to 50 and above as you possibly can.
Okay, that's a good recommendation, 5,000. Now, these are in 2,000 IU capsules, which means to exceed or, you know, meet those expectations, you'd have to take 3 capsules a day. You normally take them with food or just independent?
You can take them independent because, again, it is food. That's the difference between ours and anything else out there. Literally, if you want to do it for your children and they don't like to take capsules, you can open those capsules and put it on the food. Because it is a food. It's just mushroom. And it tastes good. So, I would, you know, I personally take 4 to 5 capsules a day, every day, to maintain my blood serum level of vitamin D.
Okay, now these are non-GMO. Are these like vegetarian gel caps?
Yes. It's an organic mushroom in vegetarian gel caps.
All right, there you have it, folks. It's one of the reasons why we're bringing OptiVita products to your attention here. And now, of course, a lot of us don't understand the production aspects of these products that we have on the Power Malt. It's one of the reasons why we put it on here is scientifically to educate. And I'm always getting nuggets every time I talk to Frank and all of our other guests that are on the show about the stuff that's on the Power Mall. So when I get there and I see a particular product, I've already got the back channel information on it, and I know what's going to work and what's not when I go on there to order it, thepowermall.com. And there is a technology called a drying technology that doesn't destroy healthy foods. Is that right? Could you explain it?
Yes. I discovered this several years ago and actually put the money in to take it commercial. It was developed by two PhDs out of Washington State University, where they found a spectrum of infrared light just beyond visible light, just a small spectrum that literally targets the water molecule and does nothing to the volatile nutritional properties of the plant. So I invested that, and it's been commercialized. So I can take any fruit or vegetable, any food, reduce it to a powder form with zero loss of any nutrients, color, or flavor. That has been the foundation of what we've done. Whereas, and we did side-by-side tests, taking a strawberry, strawberries, and tested it against other forms of drying technology, such as drum-dried, spray-dried, freeze-dried, air-dried, and our OptiDry technology. The closer, you can lose as much as 80% of the vitamin C of that strawberry, because it's a very volatile vitamin, the strawberry. You can lose 80% of it in a spray-drying technology or a drainer. The closest was freeze-drying, where you would lose about 15%. There was zero loss of any nutrient, any vitamin C under our OptiDry process. And that is really the technology we use to process the fruits and vegetables. And then we will, a lot of them in our complete essentials and basic essentials, we actually use a proprietary extraction process beyond that to get it into an extract, where then we measure all of those nutrients that are in that food to make sure they're all there. And we just eliminate the fiber and the sugars.
Okay. Now, as far as the drying technology, how does that, does it factor in the same way that this 25-year shelf life food is processed, or is that different?
Yeah. Well, the beauty about this technology is it creates what's called a flat solid particulate versus a freeze-dried creates a porous particulate. When that is secured in some kind of a container that is airtight and away from sun or moisture, we have tested it at room temperature after 10 years with zero loss of any of those nutrients. I don't know of any other technology that possibly retains actually the vitamin, mineral, phytonutrient content with zero loss of any of that, any degradation over time, other than this technology. So the scientists behind it think if it's kept in a sealed container, it would last indefinitely, that you would literally, I used to market it in Costco under the brand Better Than Fresh. And I'd say, well, why is it better than fresh? Is because when you buy fresh fruits and vegetables off the shelf, well, where was it grown? How long has it been in transport? And the average fruit and vegetable in the United States has traveled over 1,600 miles and it's days and weeks. Well, when you harvest spinach, within 24 hours, even if you put it in cold storage, you lose 90% of that vitamin C content. Within a week, you've lost over 50% of the other vitamins and phytonutrients. That's what happens. That's when you harvest and the degradation, assuming it's there in the first place. So when you can take that and immediately reduce it to a powder and lock it into this crystalline form that retains it, I literally tested our off-the-shelf, our kale that we dried as a technology against off-the-shelf kale, and there was as much as 8 times the nutritional value in our powdered kale than off-the-shelf kale. And again, it was because of it was grown in nutrient-rich soils, it was dried with this technology, and it was locked in. So you know, that's our insurance policy. We're getting what we expect to get out of the food.
That's great, Frank. And thanks for that explanation. While the remaining couple of minutes that we have left here on the show, I'm noticing a lot of kids now are being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And I'm wondering if you have a take on, since you're researching health and nutrition all these years, to either slow, retard the process down, get rid of it completely, any input on that?
I can give you my opinion.
Go ahead.
I can tell
That's
you
fine.
This.
I can That's
tell
why I
you
said
this.
Input.
Type 2, yeah, type 2 diabetes is 100% reversible based on diet. I'm convinced of that, 100%. Type 1 diabetes is a little different beast. Now, my bias and my research says one of the potential contributing factors of that is putting kids on cow's milk right out the get-go. And there's some research behind it, but I'm just saying that there is some research that suggests that versus nursing a child and taking it as long as you can, and then you know, ultimately converting over to cow's milk, or prematurely doing that is a contributing factor for the type 1 diabetes.
All right, there you have it, folks. Frank Davis, thanks so much for your time this hour here on the Power Hour. We are out of time. We're going to be joining you tomorrow for Thursday's segments of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for getting a little bit of education here on our products at the Power Mall. Do shop with us because that's what keeps us going here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.